Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, when you look at that hope, you see the best in people. Well, that never fails. It means to fall from a position. Charity remains intact and continues to perform its duty and its purpose. This statement of fact continues in verse number 13, where it says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity." It will always be it. Charity never loses its place. And by the way, it never takes second place to anything. It's interesting. So we'll get to that in the next couple of weeks about charity never faileth. But then it makes a qualifier. But where there be prophecies, we understood that we defined this in our last chapter, chapter number 12. The supernatural gift of prophecies that were given at that time, because remember, there was no word of God. There was not a completed word of God. And so God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost would supernaturally endow believers with gifts. And one of these gifts was the gift of prophecy. They didn't have the word of God. And the gift of prophecy would be the gift to speak for God to men. The ability to speak on the behalf of God from divine revelation. They didn't have the word of God who could say, "Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. So God would endow them a gift of prophecy, if you will, foretelling from God's word. Well, those that have those gifts, the Bible says in verse number 8, they shall fail. Charity never faileth, but the gift of prophecy, they shall fail. The word fail literally means to be rendered inactive or no longer in use. So that gift of prophecy that the Corinthians or other people would have, at some point in time, it would be no longer in use. It would be done away with. Then he goes to the next one, verse number 8. Whether there'll be tongues, again, that gift that was supernaturally given by the Holy Ghost to people who could speak in an unknown tongue. Remember in Acts chapter number 2, where we see the apostles in the upper room, and that the Holy Ghost came upon them on the day of Pentecost, and they began to speak in other languages, and there was like 13 or 16 different groups of people that were there. The media, whatever their names was, I had them in my name, but I lost it. But the people, the apostles and the people in the upper room were able to speak in their language. It wasn't a gibberish. It was a spoken language at that day, but unknown to the speaker. And the people who had the gift of tongues that would share the gospel of Christ back then to, for instance, Gene is here, Isma, and he speaks Creole, French, Creole. If I was to go to Haiti, I've been there, but if I was to go back, I cannot speak French Creole. But if we were 2,000 years ago, perhaps God, the Holy Ghost, would have given me the ability to speak French Creole or speak Spanish or whatever the name, so that I could share the gospel. Well, the Apostle Paul said, that gift, it shall be done away with. In other words, it shall fail. It shall be taken. It will no longer be used. It will, the word shall cease means to desist, to leave off. Again, most of you know, me and Latrice went to Kenya, and we were there a couple years, and we went to a language school to learn Kiswahili. She did, I didn't, in the school. But when we got out of school, I learned the Swahili better because I was among the people. But here's the point. It's amazing to me that people today who believe that you could speak in tongues, every one of them, we met somebody over there, they come from that background, they had to go to language school. Are you following? Okay. But they would tell you that these tongues today are tongues of angelic, and but it's gibberish. Anyway, we'll look at that when we get into chapter number 14. I can't wait to get there. But Paul is telling people, you, the gift of prophecies, it shall fail. The gift of tongues, it shall cease. And then it says, and the gift of not, where there'll be knowledge. The word not, the phrase knowledge is the gift of knowing the word of God without the word of God. 2,000 years ago, that gift of knowledge was given to believers that they did not have the word of God, and they would get up in the congregation. They would say, I have a word from God, without having the word of God. And it would be like a Sunday school lesson. By the way, I got to quit here. I can't wait till the word, Jesus Christ, who is the word, is going to teach us during the millennium. Every time I think about this, won't that be something to go into Sunday school when Jesus is teaching? And the book of Isaiah and other it talks about people going up to learn that Jesus is going to teach. I can't wait for that, Hugo. We're going to sit at Jesus' feet, and he's going to share with us. The living word is going to share with us the written word. But anyway, that word of knowledge that people would receive some 2,000 years, we don't have that today. The gift. We have to what? Study. Who said study? Study to show thyself approved. Wouldn't it be great we didn't have to study? 2,000 years ago, some people didn't have to study. They just get up there. They didn't have to have an education. They just get up there and start speaking because of the gift of knowledge. Now we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman need not be saying, rightly dividing the word truth. Well, this knowledge, it shall vanish away. It shall be rendered inactive and no longer in use. The church at Corinth, desiring these spiritual gifts, and that's why Paul is writing this. You have these gifts. You desire these gifts. Prophecies, tongues, knowledge, the gift of healings, all of these gifts. Needed to realize that these gifts were going to come to an end and to turn to a more excellent way that it was coming. And those gifts, that more excellent way, was faith, hope, charity. Remember verse number 31, chapter number 12. But covet earnestly the best gifts, but I show you a more excellent way, a better way. Because all of these gifts are going to be done away with. But hang on to faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. And next week, Lord willing, we'll see when these spiritual gifts were done. Because it talks about now we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is the perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Next week, we're going to learn and look at Scripture of when these gifts were done away with. And if the Lord comes before next week, maybe Danny or Doug or somebody finish my lesson. I can say that because they're not here. Okay. Our Father, you're good to us. We love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, most of all, we thank you for the love that was shed abroad on the cross of Calvary, that you commendeth your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Greater love has no man shown than a man lay down his life for his friends. We thank you for Jesus, for that love, for Calvary, for the cross, for his shed blood, and for his resurrection. And Lord, perhaps there's somebody in our congregation today that knows you're not a Savior. Lord, you love them. You love them so much that you sent your Son for them and made today be the day that they realize they're a sinner. And today be the day that they receive that love. By your grace, in Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.